This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, as the House and Senate Ag Committees have released their versions of the Farm Bill, we are seeing reactions from all over the place. Mostly we focus on the programs that are included in the titles of the from the ag perspective. We talk about Commodity Credit Corporation, Farm Safety Net, SNAP, crop insurance, and a lot more. However, there are groups that are concerned with the price tag of the Farm Bill and what that means for taxpayers. We'll hear about that next.
There are so many decisions that go into being a successful soybean farmer. Plant date, row spacing, water management, crop rotation, soil temperature, cover crop, soil pH, nutrients, water conditions. Whew. At least becoming a farmer member of the Iowa Soybean Association is one straightforward decision in your life. If you market at least 250 bushels of soybeans annually, ISA's farmer membership is available at no additional cost thanks to your soy checkoff investment. Just activate or confirm online and start reaping the benefits. It's a no-brainer. The Iowa Soybean Association proudly celebrates 60 years of moving our industry forward.
There are taxpayer watchdog groups that usually come out in opposition to every bill that has a high price tag, and the Farm Bill is no different. In fact, many of these groups we're going to hear from today spoke out against the cost of the 2018 Farm Bill, which you will later hear them comment that should be left alone because it's a good thing. So we'll hear what they have to say. Josh Sewell is the Director of Research and Policy with the Taxpayers for Common Sense. And he says farmers don't need any increases in help because our profits are excellent.
Unfortunately, the draft Farm Bill unveiled by House Ag Committee Republicans is apparently not crafted in economic or fiscal reality. The ag sector has experienced an unprecedented run of success. In addition to record-setting net income in 2022, the sector has experienced above-average income almost continuously since adoption of the 2018 Farm Bill, and is projected to continue to do well in the future. As prices and incomes have stayed high, payments in the counter-cyclical Title I programs have, as the programs are designed, fallen short of original projections. But instead of celebrating this economic success, ag special interests are lamenting a reduction in taxpayer cash.
Of course, he probably hasn't seen the input sheet that you have for getting your operation going for this year. Now, Brian Riley is the director of the Free Trade Initiative for the National Taxpayers Union, and he says that high inputs are a real thing for farmers, which we thank for the confirmation, but he also says that it should not mean high taxpayer contributions to offset that cost. He says the government should remove tariffs on things like fertilizer, steel, and lumber to help get these input costs back under control instead of putting the taxpayers further in debt.
I'm going to comment on one thing, and that's the idea that these massive subsidy increases are needed to compensate farmers for increased input prices. This is not a credible assertion. Net farm income remains high and positive. According to the Department of Agriculture, farm assets and net farm equity are expected to reach record levels in 2024 without billions of dollars in new subsidies. If input prices are a concern, the Farm Bill should address that through measures that would moderate those input prices. There's nothing in the proposed Farm Bill about rolling back fertilizer tariffs, nothing about reducing tariffs on steel, aluminum, and lumber that increase input prices for farmers.
Now, the price tag for the proposed Farm Bill is about $1.5 trillion, so that does make us take pause, and farmers could understand why people could be concerned with that cost. On the other hand, we're trying to make food products safe and affordable for our consumers, and you can't put a price tag on that. Maybe if we're looking to cut costs somewhere, we could start looking in many other places. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.